how that works. You know, and I got this Kenwood 7106 VHF for you. I got the power cable around here somewhere. I got it sitting in the side door here. And you can borrow my programming cable, and then I'll try to download the KP99 software for it. I forgot where I got the software from, but I download it, and then there's a text file that has the license key in it, and that's how I programmed it.
Okay. Yeah, I might not need that now because I'm using this TYT. I just, believe it or not, I'm helping out on that Combe County ARPCS. It's aged itself a little bit, and I'm helping, you know, trying to get that out. And they like to use the 147-200 repeater. That's the only reason I have a UHF radio, is because that's where they like to go, which is fine. I get it. It's got pretty decent coverage, VHF. It penetrates the weather better. You know, there's a lot of cool things about VHF. So I get that. But that was the only reason why I was after a VHF. But, yeah, I'll take a look at it. But, like I said, this one here, you can, you know, for very reasonable, because I'll probably never use it again.